Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's get right into this. So you just heard during the break, once again, that thousands have lost their jobs because they have refused the coronavirus vaccination. Well, we've already been told by federal judges, friends, that this has all been stopped. There's a temporary hold on all of this because they're waiting for the American people to call upon the government to set the narrative again. And guess what they're going to do in January? They're going to allow the Supreme Court to set the narrative. But since when did the Supreme Court become the final arbiter? We're not asking for their decision. We understand what the law says. And isn't it interesting, during this time, OSHA laws, what else is being overlooked, friends, is not just OSHA laws, but HIPAA laws. What else is being overlooked, friends? Not just HIPAA laws, but the Nuremberg Code, common sense. We have fundamental rights here, friends, and we are not asking our said representatives to define them because the Lord has already done so. Read Isaiah 9. 9:3 when you get a moment. I'm sorry, 9:6 when you get a moment, friends, because we already understand how this all works. And we see and understand what tyranny looks like, friends, because we see it on a daily basis. They are propagandizing, they are promulgating their message, which is unconstitutional, therefore rendering it illegal. Now, let me stop for a moment. We've had a friend, Lisa Hansen, who was on this radio program, this television program, this social media platform. And we highlighted the fact that she did not shut down her business. She has defied the governor of this state, Tim Walz, who's a communist. Okay, she has defied him over and over and over again concerning the shutdown orders in her business. The government has zero authority to shut down anybody's business. Zero. She has defied the order. She was told in court before they recently threw her in jail for obeying the law. She was told by the judge, right, that if she makes reference, listen carefully, if she makes reference one more time to the U.S. Constitution, he would hold her in contempt of court. Only to find out, friends, the said prosecutor in that case as well has not sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. So what is this, friends? These are actors working on the behalf of a global order, working through administrative laws, working against constitutional laws, and yet knowing that in the states, the American people are going to sit down and wait for the Supreme Court to now make a decision. And by the way, this is all on their call. They have played it in such a fashion that we have to bring it to the Supreme Court to say no, because they are the Supreme Court, and we understand that the lower courts comply with the Supreme Court. But we also understand that the Supreme Court discovers and applies law, because we understand Charles de Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We all understand that. See, but the problem that we're having is that we have 9 unelected bureaucrats. Some that call themselves justices have never judged a case a day in their life, but they've been appointed by radicals to be there for such a time as this. Friends, we got to wake up. Okay, so with that said, let me show you some more fruit of what they mean to withhold and censor from the American people. This is recently, friends, that we found this, and Tim Brown just sent it over, sonsoflibertyradio.com morning show, sent it over to me, and he said, did you see this one? Because we're noticing, and we have been paying attention to the people that are just falling over dead, in massive amounts of numbers across the country and on a global basis. You can check out healthimpactnews.com to follow up with what I'm saying right now. But we just highlighted this, and I'm gonna highlight it for you. Tim showed this to me, and I wanna highlight it for you even now. This is the guitar player from Judas Priest playing Painkiller, and it's interesting, friends, we didn't hear a word about it, did we? The guitar player from Judas Priest falls over on stage, and I want to show you something in just a moment here. I'll just let this play out for just a couple seconds, and it's interesting, he's doing his guitar solo, and then what we find is when we come back to it that, guess what, friends, the media, once again, this is the gatewaypundit.com, ignored by the media, mainstream media, once again, vaccinated Judas Priest guitarist collapses on stage, he suffers an aortic aneurysm and nearly dies on stage, okay? In spite of them continuously pushing the narrative, friends, we continuously show you the truth of the matter as to what is in fact happening. Now, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but again, I need to show you what they fail to show you, what they mean to censor, and what they don't want you to see. This just happens to be a terror-tied individual. I'm not even going to try to say his name. Dr. Tedros, where he was accredited, friends, was probably in the school of hell, literally, because these people are appointed to come kill, steal, and destroy John 10:10. And again, consider the source here. But this guy blurts the truth out in his confusion, and I want you to listen carefully. By the way, the WHO, this guy that you're looking at on social media platforms right now, is not a doctor, just so you know. He's unqualified to assess any situation. But he does blurt the truth out in his confusion. If you want to watch this, by the way, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, social media platforms, or go to the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go back to this self-proclaimed Dr. Tedros at a Hanam as the Director General Overseer of the WHO. And again, remember, he's not a doctor, but listen carefully to what he says, friends, because he blurts it out the truth in his confusion. Check this out.
So it's going to be used. It's better to focus on those groups who have risk of severe disease and death, rather than, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children. Which
they're giving boosters to kill children. He said it. Let's hear it again. I'll play it one more time for you. Listen carefully.
Who have risk of severe disease and death, rather than, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children, which is not right. Then the equity issue comes here. Instead of boosting a child in high-income countries, it's better to vaccinate the elderly in countries who have the elders who have not been vaccinated. Even.
Yeah, because they want to kill off the elderly population, friends. And it's exactly what they're doing right in front of your faces. We're going to take a quick break. I got a lot to show you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to show you something because I'm going to bring it upon you, the listener and the watcher, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how this game is being played out before your eyes. Okay, so one of the things that we see is there's a lot of censorship going on concerning this narrative, right? And it's all illegal. It's a violation of the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and common sense. And as I always like to revert back to the President of the United States, George Washington, he said that when they basically silence you, he said you're going to be like sheep led to the slaughter. Okay, and that's exactly what they mean to do. I want you to listen to the best that you've got, and I'm not reiterating this point, but it's important. This is brand new information. This is another great American appeaser, Ted Cruz. He's a patronizing clown is what he is. And I'm not name-calling. It's true. He's a clown in the circus of politics. I'm going to ask you, as you watch this video, do you see him distraught over the fact that you are being censored illegally in this country? I just, again, want you to pay attention to what I'm saying to you here and showing to you here, because I'm going to bring it over to something else to prove the point that they're playing this game out together. And he's now talking about big tech and illegal censorship. But keep in mind, he's got five offices. He's worth $4 million. He makes $174,400 a year. And yet somehow or another, he needs to do it. Another fundraiser to go after big tech. He needs your support to deal with them when he's already in a position to do so in the first place. The question that I lay to your candor, what is he doing besides making light of the situation? You ready for this? Check this out.
Unfortunately, big tech is, I believe, the single greatest threat we have to free speech in America.
He's exactly right.
The greatest threat we have to free and fair elections in America. Big tech, they are hard left. They're not just Democrats.
Okay, so I want you to consider, he keeps talking about they're the greatest threat to free speech, which they are, and then he starts talking about how the hard left. is not the left the fruit of what the right fails to do? And that's why Matthew 5:13 comes into play, where the Lord said that they're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot by the foot of men. This is all he's doing, is highlighting the crimes of those that he fails to prosecute. I go on.
To the left of the Democratic Party, and they're trying to drive the Democratic Party left. And
does he look worried about it, friends?
He believes in free speech.
His phone started talking back to him. His phone starts talking back to him. Okay? Siri does. What does that have to do with anything? Well, all the information that we have, like the one I just showed you, keep in mind what we just watched with Ted Cruz. We watched this guy who's not a doctor. Dr. Tedros tells you that they are giving boosters to children and they are killing children. Well, what do we have? Well, we have Donald Trump and dumb Bill O'Reilly right here. And I'm going to show this to you right now, friends. I want you to pay attention carefully. And I want you to see how it's starting to catch up with Donald Trump. And I want you to answer the question. Who does he work for, and what narrative is he driving right now? I want you to listen to this. Again, pay attention to the Ted Cruz thing that I just brought up, because I'm going to bring it to a combination. Check this out.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
No,
he doesn't want people booing him, friends. He doesn't want people booing him. Do you understand? But now what we know is, according to Health Impact News, Trump attacks his own supporters for not endorsing COVID-19 vaccines. He does, and he is. He's the one that opened the floodgates upon his worshipers, his idolaters, in doing so. Also pay attention, friends, that the Republicans opposing vaccine mandates own stock in Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. For those that still haven't gotten the memo that we are a constitutional republic ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties, I have one question. Why is Ted Cruz highlighting the crimes of the left? What I want you to see here as well on Health Impact News, okay, you're going to have to answer these questions. Isn't it interesting, and I've shared with this with my listeners and watchers 1,000 times, folks, they're handpicked. There was over 1,162 individuals running for the presidential candidate. Who'd you hear from? How many? Two. Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Right? Look at this. Biden, President Trump and I agree on COVID booster shots. At the same time, are you paying attention to the fact that friends, FEMA and troops deployed to increase vaccination rates? Did you catch that memo or not? They're not at war with each other, friends. They're in it together. They're working together in pushing forth this narrative. I'm going to take a couple phone calls, and we're going to get right back to this again because I have much to share with you today. John calling in from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I would just like to point out, are we really going to be naive enough to take these home test kits into our homes just like the Indians took the blankets?
You know what? Nothing surprises me at this point, John, as much as I hate to say it. I'm surprised at the beginning of this pandemic. I was surprised that people even went along with the narrative for as long as they did. And 2 years into it, we're still here because people that were complying didn't realize it wasn't going to stop the government from what they were doing, but they were going to add strength to tyranny. And now people are beginning to understand what I said is true, because now we are here and they're waiting to push it again and then push it again and push it again. We went from masks to just wear for a couple weeks, and then it went from that to talk of vaccinations, then it went from that to you have to be vaccinated, then it went from that to vaccine passports, and now it went from that to a booster shot, and the first one wasn't good enough, so now you need a second one, now you need a third one. It's ridiculous, but people don't understand that when you're dealing with lawless despots, in which we see before us today, that this is the kind of result. There's no stopping lawless people. That's why the people in this country must, under God, become that law once again, my friend.
You are correct. I just hope we don't fall for the here's some blankets, trust us, we want to help you kind of nonsense, because they are truly bamboozling us, and I am not allowing the test kit to come into my home.
Amen. Hey, and that's exactly what I was going to say, John, is I'm not going to do it. And if the American people would defy it, 3% of the population can put a stop to all of this if they so choose to do so. But yet you see more than 3% complaining about what's going on, but those 3% are doing nothing more than just complaining about what it is, my friend, that they are tolerating.
You're correct, Bradley. Thank you so much.
Yep, I appreciate you, John. Thanks for the phone call. We got Chris calling in from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, we are so done. Back in March of 2020, you know, when Fauci and whoever else walked into his office with that total BS model from England, which I knew back then. I was putting it on Facebook. I was cutting and pasting out of that and trying to alert my friends that this is all BS. I mean, he was going along with it then. Trump was.
Yep,
and now,
yep.
Did you hear the Candace Owens interview?
No, I did not. I missed that.
Yeah, it was the Candace Owens. I was just listening to Alex Jones, and I heard the audio. He came on, and he's just bashing people that don't want to take the vaccine, saying that the unvaccinated are the ones getting really sick. He said it.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
And the opposite
he's
is
done.
True.
He's
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Yep, go ahead. I think I just... Chris, you still there?
Right. Yes, sir,
you broke out really bad. Say that again, please.
He's also, at the same time, he's dividing up his own base. So we're going to have people who we used to agree with and love are going to hate our guts, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, though, Chris. You know what? First of all, I'm a preacher, number one. And you can say that, or people can say that, you know what, it's just religion is for weak people. I want to tell you something that little do you know, and I'm not saying in general you, Chris, but I'm saying to the general population that's listening right now, that people are fools for their pains because he is who he says he is when we meet him on his terms. And I say that they're fools for their pains because what Christ put in me, no devil in hell can take out of me. I have an overcome faith that works in me on a daily basis that says we can do this. And when you even look at the common sensity of what's going on, and I said this to our friend in Missouri just a moment ago, there's 330 million people in this country. People are becoming aware at breakneck speed as to what is happening because they're seeing family members now die in their particular circles. And that is something that you cannot hide. That is dangerous concerning the game that they're playing. And I believe that it's just a matter of time for the people to begin to see the fruit of what they're being told by these lying politicians, and then it's going to become where the politicians are going to be hunted down by the American people lawfully. We'll see what happens. Chris, I'll give you the last word.
I was just going to say, if you can elaborate on what you would think that is the tipping point, if not today, at some point, I'd love to hear it.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pressure is continuing to mount on President Biden to address the United States' crime surge after Pennsylvania Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon was carjacked at gunpoint. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki describing what the administration is doing to stop crime.
We're giving communities historic levels of funding through the rescue plan to fight crime, make neighborhoods safer by supporting programs to interrupt violence, hiring additional law enforcement officers, and providing them with the resources and tools they've asked for. We're also helping communities through initiatives like the COPS program, which is putting 1,000 more cops on the beat.
A second COVID-19 antiviral pill is getting FDA emergency use authorization. Merck's pill is now cleared in use for adults 18 and up who've tested positive for COVID-19 and are at high risk for hospitalization or death. USA Radio News. An investigation continues into what caused a fire at an oil refinery plant in Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Emergency crews are on the scene of a pileup involving over 100 cars in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol saying the crash happened near Osseo today on Interstate 94 and was likely caused by icy and snowy driving conditions. I-94 is still closed in both directions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so Chris just asked us the question. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. He just asked the question, what is the tipping point? It's interesting because I just recently was asked that question by a local sheriff. And I told him, I said, listen, I know where I'm at. I know what the law says, and I'm going to hold to what the law says, period. The tipping point is when people begin to push past those lines in my personal life, in my social life, in my county life, and my city life, my state life, whatever. Hey, folks, whatever injustice is taking place in this country, people need to understand that an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Okay. The tipping point is we're in the middle of a war. I don't believe that the United States of America right now is at a point where politics is going to bring about the resolve. I believe that that olive branch has been violated over and over and over again by our said representatives. Here, I want reformation. Okay. I don't want a revolution, but they are creating domestic insurrection. They have created that revolution, and we're already in the eye of the storm right now. If you truly want a reformation, then you must read Article 2, Section 4, where it says to impeach your said representatives for the smallest of misdemeanors. Then you are to, after impeachment, you are to, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, you are to prosecute them. If Americans fail to do what I just said, there will be war in the street. And we know that the first casualty in every war is this, the truth. And we know that the truth has been stepped on over and over and over again by our said representatives. So I say to the American people, for me, in my household, we're going to serve the Lord. We're not going to tolerate crime. And where it appears or where it applies or it violates me or my family, I will lawfully deal with it. Let's put it that way. Okay? And if the American people as a whole would take that mindset on, we could have a reformation. And as I said earlier, less than 3% of the population standing up and dealing with corruption is going to put a stop to all of this. And there's 330 million people in this country. And as I continuously revert back to, why is it that foreign countries are up in arms concerning what's going on in their particular countries, and yet the American people are merely back at their football game being entertained out of more their freedoms, given a little more compliance before they go take their seats? Let me ask you something for those that comply. Where does it stop? Let me give you the answer. It doesn't stop until you put a stop to it. Because under God, you in this country, read the preamble, are the government in this country. We do not receive our privileges from the state. We do not receive our commandments from the state. They work for us, but they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And the fact of the matter is we receive our rights from God. I will, by the grace of God, hold my ground. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's where we're at right now. I'll take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? I'm with you. I will hold my ground, too. I wanted to point something out. I happened to see a UK Daily Mail story, and just the absurdity of this, and they tell you exactly what they're doing. It says 40% will have no symptoms of this new variant, but here's the kicker, and 90% will be asymptomatic.
That's called psychological manipulation, my friend.
I understand it, but I saw that and I'm like, wow, they're telling the people and they still will, you know, just run in fear and cowtail. But you were talking about the Democrats, the Republicans, and I feel like that the more people are awake to Donald Trump, the more people will begin to fight, because so many Trump supporters I know are like, well, you know, he's going to fix everything, just give him time. But
yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's slowly starting to, I don't believe that either, but it's slowly starting to unravel, and people, if they start to see who he is, they're going to start standing up more instead of just saying, well, we'll just step back and wait. Because, you know, I read stuff that, you know, like if you read forums, I've read stuff where people say, well, you know, Trump is doing this so that the CDC and the FDA can be exposed. And I'm sitting here going, what a morbid belief that people have to die to expose this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course. Literally, and I've done a show on it, and I've got it all tallied for anybody that wants to call in and challenge me. But I've gotten every step of the way where the American people feel that Donald Trump did something great for the American people, from the wall to gun rights to abortion to the Muslim infiltration. I can prove just the exact opposite, what he did on the way in and what he did on the way out, and how he's granted over 143. He granted clemency. He pardoned 143 felons out of prison the night before he left the People's White House. But yet he can't prosecute one corrupt politician. People are catching on, Dan, and the only reason they're catching on is because they're starting to understand that the fire's starting to burn them now. And they're seeing that, wait a second, this is what Donald said, but that's not what's happening. And then now they see Donald out there siding up with Biden, warring against the American people, and his own followers telling him, do what I say or else. And here we are, Americans. I mean, common sense comes into play here sooner or later. Dan, I want to answer this off air really quick, and I appreciate your phone call. But, you know, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord in Amos 2. And you can go ahead and mark his word. This is where we're at. The Lord said, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept my commandments, speaking to his church, and their lies have caused them to err, after which their fathers have walked. What did he say? Well, let me go over to Amos 7. 7:8 really quick, because the Lord said that there'd be a plumb line drop. He asked Amos and said, what do you see? He said, I see a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, and I will not again pass them by anymore. In other words, the Lord's going to respond according to the way that the people respond to his commandments. And there's a lot of people out there right now that are daring the justice of God, and you can rest assured you're going to get more of it, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Americans are playing a dangerous, dangerous game. The fact of the matter is Americans need to come to the terms that they've broken God's law, Exodus 20, that drives them to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24, where they put their faith in Christ and it can do no more. Unless Americans repent and bring forth fruit, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, you're done for. You are done for. And I hope by the grace of God and the mercy of God that he looks upon those that are keeping his commandments in favor of their cause, because my Bible tells me that's what he will do. Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them. But he said, woe to the wicked. And who are the wicked, my friend? Those that know to do the right thing, but refuse to do the right thing. That's who the wicked are. Let me show you how you're being assailed before we get to the main topic here, friends. We're going to be talking about blame others for what they are guilty of doing. This is what Nazis do. Of course that's what they do. That's exactly what they're doing. Let me show you again how you're being affronted by your said representatives, even when your said representatives are actually doing their job. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, you're going to have to check this out.
Before I bring the gavel down to Sonny Dodd.
He's telling a said representative to take his to put his mask on, and if he doesn't bring up his mask on his face, he said he was going to drop the gavel on him. I'll play it again.
When I ask you one last time, would you please put your mask on before I bring the gavel down to Sonny Dodd?
No, sir.
Okay. And will you leave the chamber before I bring the gavel down?
The people of Senate District 1 elected me to represent them on this floor at this desk, so no, I will not leave.
Senator, you are in violation of SR 17.01.
They create policies, and they want you to believe that they are the law. Look at this guy's doing.
To wear masks in an employer's facility and will therefore not be granted access to the Senate floor chamber or Capitol buildings until you are in.
So we have a good representative standing up and saying, I'm not going to play along with you. I represent the people. So what did this chamber overseer do? He decided to create policy that works in contrast to law, and he has them thrown out. Does anybody understand who the tyrant is here, friends? Because it's not the good representative doing his job. Rare though it is, the fact of the matter is, we've just seen exactly how our said representatives are treating the law. Okay? And there's a good distinction between good representation and bad representation. Okay? One warring against the law and one working to uphold the law. Okay? So you've seen that one. There we go with that. And, oh, my goodness, friends, I could literally go all day with what's going on. Let me show you what's going on in Canada really quick, just to show you more of what they don't want you to see.
In the local media reports to the public, it made it look like locally we had a lot more active cases than we truly
have. Yeah, this is where they're bolstering numbers in Canada.
Media reports has been a major issue of concern throughout this pandemic.
You're being lied to every step of the way, friends.
Even worse, this nurse informed me that many of the sick patients had, in fact, already been vaccinated.
The sick patients that they had in their hospital in Canada were those that were vaccinated.
Even worse, this honest and diligent nurse was afraid to say anything publicly because the College of Nurses of Ontario was threatened.
And the nurse was afraid to come public because she was being threatened by her administrators and other colleagues.
Came in with several frontline.
This is what's going on.
Reaching out to me with each passing day. It gets worse. On the whistleblower file, things drastically changed on April 30th, 2021. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario, known as CPSO, issued a dire statement threatening any doctor who spoke out about what they were witnessing on the front lines of our hospital.
Threatening doctors that were telling the public the truth.
The purpose of governing bodies like the CPSO is to protect the public, not to stifle legitimate scientific inquiry or dissent.
Okay. So what they're doing, friends, is basically confirming what we've always said, that they are censoring anybody that speaks out against the narrative. I also have a film here, too, friends, in Ireland, where the government there has now forced, they've been forced by the people to admit that COVID-19, you ready for this? Doesn't even exist. And by the way, talking with Tim Brown this morning, who had Dr. Kaufman on his show, Dr. Kaufman said the same thing. They still can't even prove the virus. And yet they've kicked the can down the road so far. Everybody's distracted looking at the can rather than the source. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Again, what comes to my aid is Anthony Fauci, right? Just showing you what good little Nazis do. Totalitarianism is this. Learn this. They love to slap your face and pull your hair. And then when the cameras get there, they play the victim and accuse you of the crime that they're guilty of. That's totalitarianism. That's what's being played out here. They don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're perpetuating the crime by playing the victim. Okay. Well, knowing this, I'm going to show you this really quick. This is brand new. 34,333,000 deaths, 3,120,439 injuries following COVID-19 shots. This is the European database alone. This is, again, what they're censoring, okay? 3,120,439 injuries. People are going blind, for those that haven't caught on to what's going on. People's limbs are being amputated. Blood clots. Aneurysms. Stillborns. The list goes on. And they're pushing the narrative anyways, okay? See, if big tech companies weren't censoring free speech in the mainstream media, the best that you've got concerning Fox News was actually telling you the adverse side effects of these dangerous experimental tests. Oh, I just want to make sure everybody does understand that they are experimental. And I of course, I got to prove everything I say here. That's what we do here. And I want you to see it for yourself, and I want you to hear it for yourself, because we don't want to give you hearsay. And we want you to see it with your own eyes and your own ears. And so I'm going to just go ahead and put this right up on social media platforms really quick. And what it is, it's a sign, and it states, COVID-19 vaccine warning. Please do your homework. This is called informed consent. Before considering taking the COVID-19 vaccine, the governments and vaccine manufacturers have 100% zero liability regarding this experimental drugs. Just imagine, friends. In other words, the government has said to the big pharmas, you are now licensed to do what you want and kill at will without being held liable. That's what's happening, right? Regarding the experimental drug, it says, please do your homework. The COVID vaccine does not provide immunity, does not eliminate the virus, they can't prove, does not prevent death, does not guarantee you won't get it if there is one, doesn't stop you from passing it on to others, does not eliminate mask wearing and social distancing, does not eliminate need for lockdowns, does not eliminate the need for business shutdowns, or eliminate mask mandates. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Well, he told us the truth too, didn't he? Yeah, he did. And I wish people would catch on to this, because we've been doing this over here for a long time. But again, that may explain to you why we're being heavily censored. 737,000 of my friends were just pulled down by Facebook 3 days ago. Oh, and we're not done. We're not done with that. Here's another one. Exempt from Biden's vaccine mandates. If this doesn't infuriate you, nothing will. Exempt from Biden's vaccine mandates. I am. I'm exempt because I'm choosing not to do it. Period. There's no debate, no conversation. Ain't doing it. Period. Got it? See how that works? Congress and the legislative branch are somehow exempt from these mandates. Congress and their staff are somehow exempt from these mandates. Sounds like Obamacare, doesn't it, friends? Yeah, isn't that crazy how that works? The judicial branch doesn't apply to. They're exempt. White House staff is exempt. CDC employees, did you know that when she was being asked, this criminal, the head of the CDC, how many of your employees have been vaccinated? She stonewalled the question. She wouldn't answer the question. The FDA employees, they don't have to take the shot. NAID, that's the acronym. Employees don't have to take the shot. Pfizer employees don't have to take the shot. By the way, the head of Moderna was asked if he took the shot, and he said he had not. Illegal aliens don't have to take the shot. And Americans are still sitting there, should I do it? Do I have to do it? Oh, you know, it's no big deal. I'll just go ahead and do it. Does it apply to your employees, Americans? Of course not. Just like everything else they do. When are you gonna drive the line, Americans? The Bible tells us in Jonah 2:8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. That's right. Going over to, like a good Nazi, Anthony Fauci plays the victim while accusing others of that which he is guilty of. Well, he got that from none other than propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. Accuse the other side of which you are guilty. That's what Nazis do. That's what totalitarian, useful idiots do. And do they realize they're working for their masters in acting such a fashion? Apparently so. And we know what the Bible tells us about those that continue on in their sin will die in their sin. And we all know where sinners go. Yep. Wow. Accuse the other side of that which you are guilty. Okay. Let's go down here and let's go ahead and look at a brand new piece that was just highlighted from that of none other than Fox News. Whoa, man, those guys are going to tell me the truth. Think again, friends. Think again. They are not your friends. They are owned and operated. They are dictated by the CIA like any other outlet. And what I want you to see is I want you to see this. Propaganda outlet Yahoo promulgated Fauci says Fox News and RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., and their attacks accelerated death threats. Wow. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and his family continue to receive death threats amid inflammatory statements made about by critics, including R.F. Kennedy Jr., a prominent anti-vaxxer whose new book is filled with wild claims, he said, attacking the nation's top infectious disease expert. Remember Fauci said he was science? My goodness. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, fool. Oh, that's right, I said fool. Yep. And the Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Read Romans 1:22. He said it's very unfortunate because I don't think he's inherently malicious, Fauci said of Kennedy in a wide-ranging interview with Yahoo News on Tuesday. It's a propaganda outlet. He said, I think he's a very disturbed individual. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if he's got a history of killing children, experimenting on orphans in New York. I wonder if he's got an extensive history of crimes against humanity like that of Anthony Fauci. I wonder if Robert Kennedy Jr. has teamed up with the likes of Mr. Depopulation himself, Bill Gates, who says he wants to depopulate the world by 3 billion people. If we do a good job on vaccines and reproductive health, abortion. That's what Bill Gates said. I don't think so. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. What is Joseph Mengele, what does he look like? What does he act like? Well, if you listen to the Holocaust survivors, they would say to you that he comes across as a very nice gentleman. Some even said that he's a very good-looking man. We know that Fauci is not that. Why is it that the American peoples have in their hearts and in their minds that Fauci is doing anything less than what Joseph Mengele did back in the 30s? Or any abortion doctor in America has done? I mean, keep in mind, they only killed 11 to 12 million people. Adolf Hitler did. Americans have the blood of 62 million babies on their hands. Do the math. Which one's worse? Okay, so we can take Mengele and we can take Fauci and add Fauci onto Mengele times that of his 11 to 12 million that he was responsible for genociding compared to the genocide that we're seeing on a global basis today with the full approval of the CIA. Oh, Bradley, that's a far fetch. No, it really isn't a far-fetched because even the CIA was equated by President Harry Truman back in 1947 to that of the American version of the Gestapo. And it's exactly who's giving them cover right now through the Mockingbird media. Do your homework. You'll find it. It's easy to find. And don't forget about Project Paperclip, neither, friends. All those, you know, 1,600 war criminals that the Americans went over into Germany and saved them and brought them over to America. You know, do your homework and understand that's not fictitious, nor is it conspiracy theory. Because if you're trying to figure out why the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning Mengele and the wicked fruit that he bore, why don't you consider the wicked fruit of Anthony Fauci? Because, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it? Nope. It's all interlinked, and this is judgment upon a disobedient nation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.